Mass. The Church begins her chants by proclaiming the glory of the name of her spouse. Heaven, earth, and hell, bow ye down at the sound of this adorable name. For the Son of Man, who bears this name, is also the Son of God. Introit. At the name of Jesus, let every knee bend in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. O Lord, our Lord, how wonderful is thy name over the whole earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Collect, the Church, which, during her exile, finds consolation in the name of her divine spouse, prays that she may see his blessed face in heaven. Collect. O God, who didst appoint thy only begotten Son, the Savior of mankind, and commandedst that his name should be called Jesus, mercifully grant that we who venerate this holy name on earth may also enjoy his sight in heaven. Epistle. Lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 4. In those days Peter, being filled with the Holy Ghost, said, Ye princes of the people and ancients, hear. If we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the infirm man, by what means he hath been made whole, be it known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God hath raised from the dead, even by him this man standeth here before you whole. This is the stone which was rejected by you the builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved. Oh, how true is this, dear Jesus! No other name but thine could give us salvation, and thy name means Savior. Be thou praised for having taken such a name. Be thou praised for having saved us. Thou art of heaven heavenly, and yet thou takest a name of earth, and one which our mortal lips can say. The Holy Church then commences a second canticle in praise of this divine name, which is blessed by all nations, for it is the name of him who redeemed them all. Gradual. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from amidst the nations, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and may glory in thy praise. Thou, Lord, art our Father and Redeemer. Thy name is from eternity. Alleluia, alleluia. My mouth shall publish the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Luke, Chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. It is during the first shedding of thy blood, by the circumcision, that thou didst receive this name of Jesus, dear Lord, and it was fitting that it should be so, for this name signifies Savior, and we could not be saved but by thy blood. Our mortal life is to be purchased at the price of thy death. This truth is expressed to us by thy name, O Jesus, Savior. Thou art the vine, and thou invitest us to drink of thy delicious wine. But the heavenly fruit must be first unsparingly pressed in the winepress of thy eternal Father's justice. We cannot drink of its juice until it shall have been torn from the branch and bruised for our sakes. May thy sacred name ever remind us of this sublime mystery, and may the remembrance keep us from sin and make us always faithful. During the offertory, the Holy Church resumes her chants in honor of the Holy Name. She celebrates the mercies which are reserved for all them that call on this name. Offertory. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. Because, O Lord, thou art good and gracious, and full of mercy towards all that call upon thee. Alleluia. Secret. May thy blessing, O most merciful God, by which every creature is enlivened and subsists, sanctify this our sacrifice, which we offer thee in honor of the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that it may be acceptable to the praise of thy majesty and available to our salvation. The faithful, having received the heavenly food, the body and blood of their Savior Jesus, the Church, filled with gratitude towards her Lord, invites all nations to glorify the name of Him who made and redeemed them. Communion. All the nations thou hast made shall come and adore before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name, for thou art great and dost wonderful things. Thou art God alone. Alleluia. The Holy Church has now but one more prayer to make. It is that the names of her children may be written under the glorious name of Jesus in the book of eternal predestination, which is, as it were, the deed of the contract made with us by our Savior. This happiness will assuredly be ours if we are but wise enough to profit by all that this sweet name offers us, and to make our life conformable to the lessons it teaches us. Post-Communion. O Almighty and Eternal God, who didst both create and redeem us, mercifully hear our prayers, and vouchsafe with a pleasing and kind countenance to receive the sacrifice of this victim of our salvation, which we have offered to thy divine majesty, in honor of the name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, that thy grace being poured upon us through the glorious name of Jesus, as a pledge of our eternal predestination, we may rejoice that our names are written in heaven.